True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can you trust somebody who says they like both the Browns and the Steelers? I want to ask you that question after we hear from Jason Day, who during the U.S. Open was asked about his, was it Steelers? Yes, a Steelers-colored bag. And he says, well, I like both teams.
I noticed that your bag is yellow and black. You were wearing a Man of Steel outfit today. Is this an homage to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
You know what? No, unfortunately not. I do like the Steelers. I do like Pittsburgh sports in general, even though I do live in Columbus, Ohio, and my favorite football team is the Cleveland Browns, even though they have a rivalry. My second favorite team is Pittsburgh, and I know I'm going to get a lot of slack for that. But, I do have the Pittsburgh colors on today, so I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot for that. And here we are giving you a lot for that. That was audio courtesy of the U.S. Open. NBC Sports. Do you trust a person who likes both the Browns and Steelers?
Do you trust Joe Hayden?
Can you trust a person? He played for both. Played for it. That's a job. It's different. Do you trust 216-474-0092? Can you trust somebody who says they like both the Browns and Steelers?
Yeah, it's like, these are obviously heated rivals, but... You know, always laugh when there's a politician from, like, Illinois that has to talk about both the White Sox and the Cubs. I love them both. Well, you're a politician, and that's kind of the deal, right? Or in New York, same thing, Giants. And I do not think he really, if he likes both of these teams, he probably doesn't really care about either, is what I'm guessing.
You don't have to come out and say you like the Browns or care about the Browns if you don't care about the Browns or any other team for that matter. Because it was always like a thing where like, hey, Jason Day is a big Cleveland sports fan and I feel like I've been lied to.
Right.
You didn't have to say any of that stuff. Like his wife's from Columbus and we all know like the incident where like what LeBron dove for a loose ball and accidentally hit his wife, which was, you know, not good at all. But I was like, well, they're big Cavs fans. They're at the game. That's the way it goes. They're big Cleveland fans. And then when you say you like both of them, it's like, well, how can you say you like both of them? You don't like both of them. There's no way. Like, I don't like it when somebody, like, I'll be with people, and they'll be like, well, I'm a Steelers fan, but I don't mind. I want the Browns to win when they don't play the Steelers. Go, no, you don't. You just want to tell me that so I don't give you hell, even though there's no reason for me to give you hell. Don't act like you don't sit there and watch the Browns suck up the room against other teams and laugh your ass off. There's no way you don't laugh your ass
off. Now, here's the question. Do you cut him some slack because he's from Australia and, you know, on the radar of things that matter there, it's probably what? Australian rules football, rugby, cricket, soccer. So
how long have you been in the States?
Oh, he's been here. It's been a long time.
Okay,
now.
How long has he lived in Columbus?
A while.
Okay, so he's lived here. He's been here long enough. I mean, that's long enough to learn. That's long enough to know.
Sure, but if
like
you
if he
moved,
just moved here Kenny, and he's if, like, hey, I was like, okay, we'll come some slack here. I'm
but
there's
if
no
you
slack
moved
to cut now.
To Australia.
Uh-huh.
And
cut me some slack for a few months, and then all of a sudden it's my job to learn it.
You're telling me in 10 years in Australia, you would care about Australian rules football and rugby and cricket?
I wouldn't say that in the first place. Like, if I were on some news channel, I don't know what news channels they have in Australia. I'm sorry?
Newsmax.
No, do they have Newsmax over in Sydney? Boy. Say I was on, like, Sydney's TV station. Fox 8 Sydney, right?
They love the opera there. So
W-S-Y-N?
You're doing opera radio.
Whatever.
There.
And they asked me a question if I, like, who are the... See, I don't even know. I would just say, well, I'm a big American football fan. I'm from the States. I'm a big Browns fan. Like, that's what I would say. I wouldn't say... And then if I did start to find some allegiance there, I'm sticking with the allegiance. I can't just come out and say I like both things, because then it's just not the right thing to do. Pick a side and go, or don't pick a side at all. One of the two. At the beginning, because it sounds like he's not picking a side at all right now. But when you've already picked a side in the battle, you can't go out on national, worldwide television, it's the U.S. Open, and then say you like both teams. That's an insult to both Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it just sounds to me like he's not... The stakes aren't very high when he's watching a football game. He's just like sitting on his couch going, whatever happens, happens. This is all gravy to me.
Because a lot of people who I've heard say that, they're just not big sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just weren't a big sports fan, all right, if he's not a big... Why did he feel like he had to come out and say it in the first place then? That's years ago being a Browns fan. Why do I feel like he had to come out there and say it in the first place?
It's pandering.
He could have just said, you know, he could have just sat there and said, you know what? I know that we're in this area in Pittsburgh sports, and you could say you respect Pittsburgh sports. The Steelers.
Why does every news anchor that gets hired from another market when they come to Cleveland, absolutely, all of a sudden they're diehard Browns? Guardians, like, actually, you grew up in Pittsburgh. Like, you don't, you're just faking it. And the minute you leave, you'll be back on that bandwagon.
If I would have went to the Milwaukee job,
mm-hmm,
and you saw me one day and I was head to toe, like, I was wearing a cheese head and Packers jerseys and things like that, could I get away with that, considering we have a very good friend who's a Browns fan but considers himself, ooh, also a Packers fan, who used to get very, very, very upset when we would throw that in his face? Do you remember how mad he used to get?
Oh, yeah.
We can't name him because he's not here to defend himself, so I don't want to say too terribly much about it, but that used to be something that if we just wanted to get him upset, it was an easy thing to do. And he would get really agitated about that. And then we go into the whole rigmarole of the 1995 Browns moving and all that other stuff. But if I were to show up and I was wearing a Bucks jersey, even though Bucks basketball jerseys don't look good on fat guys, I was wearing a big Bucks jersey and then I was like Mr. Brewers, what would you say to people in Cleveland?
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You or would you not, if you were hosting the show and I was up in Milwaukee,
ridicule.
Yes. Say that I was the biggest fraud of frauds. What he does when it comes to this isn't as serious as what we do. That's fair. But he had the perfect out. He could have just said he was a big Buckeye fan. Did his wife go to Ohio State? I imagine she did.
I thought he met her here in Cleveland. doing the tournament when it was at Stonewater.
I have no idea. You would know better than I would.
Yeah, I thought that was the story.
They live in Westerville. She's from Lucas.
Lucas County or Lucas, Ohio?
It just says Lucas.
But I have no idea. She might have been in college here, and I thought the story was that she was a waitress at one of the local diners, breakfast spots.
Did you see the bag, by the way?
No. Is it like a Steelers bag?
No, it was a DeWalt bag.
Oh, boy.
I think there was a lot of people out of touch with what was happening.
Who was asking the question?
It's somebody from NBC Sports that's like a golf person.
Those are I didn't know
that. At least the bag that they're showing him, he's also in. He has American flag shorts on and a USA windbreaker, and he's from Australia, guys. Pick a side.
They got the same color scheme over there, though. I mean, you can kind of.
No, I mean, these are American flag shorts. These are not.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves for just a moment. DeWalt bag. It's got to come up on social media right here. Yeah, it's the sponsor.
Okay. What are the colors?
DeWalt tools are always yellow and black.
Bright yellow bag.
So there was clearly some confusion here.
Yeah.
The person asking the question doesn't know the color of DeWalt tools.
And also, the big word DeWalt on the side.
It wasn't a giveaway.
I'm not saying the person who is the person asking the question doesn't need to know the tools, but they don't know that DeWalt is a major sponsor in sports over the last 30 years at least.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still sponsor NASCAR? They sponsor football. They sponsor a lot of other things.
You're asking me. You're supposed to be the guy that answers that.
Well, how many different sponsors do we have now?
You're Team Green. So
had this have been a Makita bag, you would have been big Seattle Seahawk fan, clearly.
Milwaukee tools, but those are red and white.
Yeah.
So what color scheme is there with big Packer fan? Well, those are green and yellow. I don't know what are you talking about? DeWalt tools are DeWalt tools. Now I feel bad that he was put in that position. I'm still not going to trust him because he didn't have to say it. He could have just said, "Well, that's the sponsor's colors, and I love me DeWalt tools, and this, that, and the other." And he could have done that.
Do you think Jason Day can name 20 NFL teams?
Yes.
I bet he can name all the AFC North teams.
I'm just getting the vibe that maybe
those are the two teams.
He just adopted the local team, and that's what he had to do.
I mean, maybe that's fair. That's perfectly fine.
It is the one pro sport that is his offseason, right?
Yeah, and you know, his in-laws.
But I'm sure he's probably on the road during this offseason.
I wonder if that's part of it. For the in-laws, are they like a house divided? Yeah. One of those things?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Well, fine. Dude, were you okay with the rough being so bad for the U.S. Open?
Make it work. Make it as bad as humanly possible.
See, one time when
it's
they played
rough for a reason,
when they played that one out west, like where Seattle is or wherever it is, and they were all burned out. It was like a burned out green and burned out the fairways and everything like that.
Yeah, and they don't call it, "Hey, hit it into the manageable."
Well, right? fairly put. I remember being on CBS Sports Radio, and I was like, "Yeah, I like that. I like making it tough." And I got cussed out dumping calls.
Why?
Because they were saying that these are the best golfers in the world and they want to see them at their best. And I go, no, I want to see them struggle.
We have tournaments for that. That's the thing. We have tournaments all year that do that. Go look at the normal pedestrian stops on the PGA Tour when the winner is at like 28 under par.
Yeah, and my whole...
We see them play great golf.
Well, my fight of it was, it's going, wait a minute. I'm not trying to say that I want to see them just like me in so many words. If I were to go play at Oakmont, would I break 150?
No.
Exactly.
You wouldn't.
So them getting even and me not even being able to break 150, like, I'm not pulling them down to my level. My level is not even finishing the round. My level is me either quitting in frustration or playing so long where I have to leave, or I just decide to give up and go the rest of the ride with all the other guys. Like, that's what my level is. So I like to see them. I got to tell you, not every tournament. I don't think it needs to be every tournament where the rough is where you completely lose the ball. Or it's even the first cut is still a little bit difficult to make. It doesn't need to be that bad every tournament. I think that's what separates the U.S. Open. But yeah, I think it needs to be difficult. I think it needs to be a hard thing to do. Yeah.
I think it's great. Now, it's unfortunate that the names weren't at the top because that's what delivers the ratings for this tour. Much like we say in the NBA, you need certain markets to get the big ratings. You know, they all can't be the NFL and the golf. I imagine the ratings will be really bad for this. And if you're a golf fan, you don't care. You know, you love the stories of these guys. Like, I didn't realize the story of the guy that won and his quest, like an all-time grinder to try to stay on tour. He lost his card at one point, got it back, and he's had this very slow ascendance. And now he's having the year of his life. I was corrected. It wasn't the PGA Championship. He was a runner-up. It was the Players Championship. But what an incredible year for this guy. And then to sink that putt with the conditions, what they were, and that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. I now wish I would have watched more, as I feel like, you know, I wasn't really paying attention because none of the big names were towards the top all weekend.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.